This is Katie.
And this is Ella.
And you're listening to
Celebrity Deep Dive. Here we review America's favorite celebrities and dive deeper into their off-screen lives. We cover everything from their childhood to their current status.
Today we're trying something a tad bit different from our normal Friday episodes and taking a look at some of the actors and actresses from popular Halloween movies.
And before we begin,
Celebrity Deep Dive wishes you a safe and happy Halloween.
Full of fun with friends.
Scary movies.
And tons of candy. Alright, so Katie and I are going to go back and forth. We've split it into two categories. The first one is Halloween movies, just movies centered off of Halloween themes. And the second one is horror movies or scary movies. So if you're a younger listener and you don't do well with scary things, this might not be the episode for you. So, Katie has researched all of the horror movies because I am the scared person, but I'm going to be listening to them now so you guys can get my reaction to the descriptions Katie's come up with for scary movies. We're just going to go back and forth and alternate through the Halloween movies and scary movies. Okay, I think that's everything. Katie, you want to start?
Oh, okay. So, my first movie is The Exorcist. So it is probably, like, I think it's been one of the scariest movies ever. It was made in 1973, and it is 2 hours and 13 minutes long, which is actually pretty long for a movie. So here's a brief description. This does not go into much detail. Some of my other ones might go into a little more detail, but because this is such a scary movie, I did not want to think about it much. So, a 12-year-old girl is possessed by some type of entity, and her mother enlists the help of two priests to help her. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's not really that bad. I mean, yeah.
It doesn't sound too scary, but it is.
So now what we're doing for each movie is we're choosing a character, like the main character of the movie, and then we're going to do a brief profile on the actor or actress that plays that.
Mm-hmm.
So, the character in the movie is Chris McNeil, and it's played by Ellen Burstyn. I don't know how to say that. And so her birth date and location, she was born on December 7th, 1932 in Detroit, Michigan. Her acting debut, she was a dancer on the Jackie Gleason show. Her current status, she's not currently working on anything, and she's kind of, like, not really in the public eye anymore. Her spouse / children, she was married 3 times, and her most recent spouse was William Alexander in 1950 to 1957. So now, most of the time we'll have two random facts. I found an extra one, so I had to throw it in here. One random fact is that Ellen started her acting career under the name Ellen McRae, so didn't actually put her real last name. This fact about the movie, brace yourself. The Exorcist is based off a true story.
Oh, that's just going to help me sleep tonight. It's great. Yeah.
So it's based off a true story, which is creepy. We're just going to skip over that. And then the demon's name in the movie is Pazuzu, which the only reason I put it in there is because when I was researching, I started laughing when I found out his name was something so, like, non-scary, I guess.
Okay,
like,
but be careful how many times you say that name. We don't need to accidentally summon any demons.
Okay.
That would not be good.
It's your turn now.
Okay, so we're going to take a much more lighthearted path for my first movie and go with Halloween Town. So, my little brief description. 13-year-old Marnie Cromwell learns that she is part of a family of witches after she follows her grandmother back to the world of Halloween Town. Although she's never been trained in her powers, it's up to her and her siblings to defeat the darkness spreading over Halloween Town. So the main character, like I said, is Marnie Cromwell, and she was played by Kimberly J. Brown, who was born on November 16th, 1984, in Gaithersburg, Maryland. So her acting debut was actually doing commercials for Ford when she was only 5 years old, and she's still currently acting right now. Her most recent appearance on TV or movies was a television film titled Crossword Mysteries Proposing Murder. So she's dating Daniel Counts as of 2018, who co-starred with her in Halloween Town 2. And now we're going to go on to my brief facts about this because I actually found these very interesting. So, although Halloween Town is well known for being a Disney Channel original movie, it was even the second Disney Channel original movie ever made, it almost aired on NBC. So, when it was going to air on NBC, it actually had a much darker ending, and it was a lot scarier of a movie before it was adapted to fit the Disney Channel, like, little kid show kind of standards.
Standards.
Yeah. And then my second fact, although it takes place in the fall, obviously based around Halloween, Halloween Town was shot in the dead of summer, and a lot of the actors and actresses say that it was like July and super humid and hot. And so when they had to wear all of their like witch outfits and all that, everybody was like sweating so much, it was so hot out. So it must have been really unusual to film like a Halloween-based movie and a fall-based movie in the summer heat.
Yeah, I mean that probably wasn't the best decision, but I mean get like they were probably hoping to get it out by Halloween, so you have to film it in advance.
Exactly. All right, Katie, take us to our next scary movie.
All right, so the next scary movie is what I think a classic because I feel like everyone's at least heard of this movie. It's a 1984 original movie, The Nightmare on Elm Street. And it's 1 hour and 41 minutes long, so not as long as The Exorcist, which I don't know, I feel like scary movies, I feel like they should be shorter, like because they're more
Yeah,
intense.
well, I was gonna say, you'll notice Katie adds the time in there, and I do
Oh,
not, because it doesn't matter how long you're watching the Halloween ones, but if you're watching the scary movies, you're gonna be counting down the minutes.
yeah. All right, so here's my brief description. The classic character, Freddy Krueger, goes into teenagers' dreams, which then kills them in reality. So he like somehow gets into their dreams and like I
Tortures
don't know.
them in
Yeah,
nightmares.
tortures them in their dreams and then the witch kills them in reality. So, we're obviously going to do Freddy Krueger, which is played by Robert Englund, like England but with a U. So he was born June 6, 1947 in Glendale, California, USA. His acting debut was playing Whitney in Buster and Billy. His current status, he is set to voice Mr. Stalk in a movie Abruptio, which is currently filming right now, so you can be expecting that if you are a Freddy Krueger Robert Englund fan. And he is also set to act in the movie called Harvest Moon, which is pre-production, so they haven't necessarily started filming that. But that kind of sounds like it's another scary movie, so. He has been married to Nancy Booth since 1988, so that's a long, strong marriage. Some random facts. He helped get Mark Hamill in cast in Star Wars, so he had something to do with him getting cast in Star Wars. And I don't think Star Wars would be the same. And this is the creepiest part. This movie, remember, where people go into their dreams and kill them in reality, is somewhat based on reality.
That's
Be
creepy. How?
because in 1980, there was like an epidemic where many people were dying in their sleep during their nightmares.
How do they know that it was during their nightmares? Like, is there
That's what I
monitoring for
wanted to
that?
know too. Like I don't know, but they were just,
I mean, they're
yeah,
still
so
dying in
then.
their sleep, so. But it sounds more like the water and, like, the area was poisoned or something, rather than a demon goes in and haunts your nightmares. But. It does make for an interesting horror movie.
Yeah, like that's what I was thinking. Like, if you like saw this happening and you had the right mindset, that was like a great opportunity for a horror movie. Like,
It definitely
so
is.
yeah, Ella, it's your turn again.
All right, so the next Halloween movie we're going to go over is Hocus Pocus. This one's kind of a Halloween classic. So after Max Dennison lights the black flame candle on Halloween, the Sanderson sisters, or three witches, are released into the real world, searching for the souls of children to use in their potions. Now this one sounds even scarier than some of Katie's. So now it's up to Max, his little sister, and this girl who's like almost his girlfriend to stop them. So I'm gonna go over Omri Katz, who played Max Dennison. He was born on May 30th, 1976, And his debut acting was as part of the main cast on the TV show called Dallas. He's currently a hairdresser in Los Angeles, California, and he's retired from acting. Now, since he's kind of stepped out of the limelight, it's not known if he is married or has kids or anything. But he seems to be pretty happy as a hairdresser in LA. So now my two facts. Leonardo DiCaprio was initially offered the role of Max, but he turned it down. He ended up starring in another movie that helped boost his fame, so it looks like he made a pretty good decision, although it really was like a win-win situation for him. And also, there is a sequel to Hocus Pocus in the makes right now, which is said to feature Max and Allison's 17-year-old daughter.
Oh, so okay, because I was just about to ask, is he gonna like go back to acting for that movie? But I guess he won't be needed in it.
I guess not. I don't know. I'm curious to hear what they do with
So
it.
another fun fact about this movie is that Ella and I recently saw this movie for the first
We did.
time.
We watched it together for the first time earlier this
At
month.
the like at the beginning of this month, yeah. We went to a movie night type thing and we saw it. And yeah, I thought it was like pretty good, but I don't know. I didn't really think of it as a Disney movie, like.
It didn't feel like a Disney movie. It was made like I mean, not a long time ago, but compared to other Disney movies, it was made kind of a while ago, and it just doesn't feel like they do. Like some of the later ones I'm talking about here, it just doesn't fit the same.
All right, so now we're gonna move on to my next movie called The Ring. And this is a more recent movie than the two previous movies I said, because they were like 1980s, 1970s, but this is in 2002. And it is 1 hour and 55 minutes long, so almost 2 hours. So here's a brief description of The Ring. A mysterious videotape, is found that contains a creepy figure and the power to kill you in 7 days after viewing it. So after you see it, you're gonna die in 7 days.
Wow.
A newspaper reporter named Rachel Keller lets her curiosity get the best of her and watches the tape. But now she only has 7 days left to answer the main question: how does this happen? Like, what makes this happen? As I mentioned before, the main character is Rachel Keller, who's played by Naomi Watts, Watts, something like that. She was born September 28th, 1968, in Shoreham, Kent, England. So we sh she's an English act actress. Her acting debut was in the movie For Love Alone in 1986. Her current status, she is set to play some sort of role. I like tried to find what role she was gonna play in this movie, but it just didn't tell me. So she's set to play some sort of role in Blonde, the movie Blonde that is set to come out in 2021. She has been dating Billy Crudup since 2017. I'm not positive that they're married yet. I don't think they are. Random facts: Naomi didn't actually graduate from school. I mean, from high school. She didn't graduate from high school, so she doesn't have a high school diploma. And a fact about The Ring is that it rained almost every day during filming, because they were filming it in Washington State. So and they're like really rainy out there. So
Yeah, that
yeah, it
wasn't a
rained
very
almost
smart
every
decision on their part. If you don't want it to rain the whole
yeah.
time, don't go to Washington.
But also, I feel like rain kind of like makes things scarier. Is that
I
just
think it
me?
does,
Like,
yeah. So, it might have actually been a good effect.
yeah, I might have added to the effect. So now on to your
All
next
right,
one.
so our next movie is another Disney one. I think I actually picked like four Disney ones out of my five movies here, but we have Girl versus Monster. So, Skylar Lewis used to be fearless, literally. That is, until her monster-catching parents accidentally let loose all of her monsters. Now she has to face her fears like the rest of us, alongside her two best friends. So, Skylar Lewis, the main character, is played by Olivia Holt, who is also known for some of her other Disney work, such as her debut TV show, Kickin' It. So she was born on August 5th, 1997, in Germantown, Tennessee, And her most recent movie was voicing a character in Gnome Alone, that movie that came out a couple years ago. Her most recent boyfriend is named Ray Kiernan, although there is no confirmation that they're still dating, but there also isn't anything that says they aren't, so I think we can pretty safely assume that they're still together. So now I have two facts about Olivia Holt because there actually isn't that much on the internet about Girl vs. Monster. So, Olivia Holt says that the worst day of her life was when her brother fell from a pier and cut his head open. He was taken to the hospital but has since recovered, and Holt says that the incident has brought them closer. So, that's kind of a darker fact, I guess, but I thought I would include it because of the whole Halloween theme. And also, she likes covering all her food in ketchup and carries around ketchup packets when she eats outside of her own house.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's kind of low-key gross. Okay. I remember loving Girl vs. Monster when I was younger. Like, I
Actually,
really liked
same.
that
I watch
movie.
that movie every Halloween season.
But I also really liked Olivia Holt, like just her in general. So, yeah. So we're gonna move away from Disney and go to my next horror movie called The Shining. So, there has been a pattern. It's like The Exorcist, The Nightmare on Elm Street, The Ring, The Shining, they're all like the. So this was made in 1980. We're going back in time a little bit from our last one. And it is on the like longer side. It's 2 hours and 26 minutes long. Which I don't know. Like, what is the average time
I
of a
don't
movie?
know. You
Like,
keep talking about it, and I will research that.
I just like always thought it was like an hour and a half or something. Like I thought 2 hours was really long for a movie.
Oh,
Maybe
really? I
that's
thought
just me.
like 2.5
So
hours was like average.
I
Okay.
have no idea.
Oh, hey, you're right. It says the average film runs between 90 and 120 minutes, but the aimed length or the aimed for length is usually about 90 minutes.
Yeah, you don't want to watch anything like shorter than
Yeah.
an hour and a half.
If we're looking for a movie.
So, back to The Shining. A brief description of The Shining is Jack Torrance, a writer, recently becomes a caretaker at a Colorado hotel with his wife and son. His son Danny has these like psychic visions that just keep getting stronger and like creepier as they spend more time in the hotel. So Jack then discovers the hotel's dark secrets, which I'm obviously not going to tell you because if you really want to find out, go watch the movie. Yeah, so he discovers the hotel's dark secrets. So we're going to be going over Jack. The character's name is Jack Torrance, who is played by Jack Nicholson. And I like before researching this movie, I knew that name for some reason. I don't know why. So he was born April 22nd, 1937 in Neptune City, New Jersey. His acting debut was in a movie called Crybaby Killer, which, you know, like if you're starting with a like movie like with that name, you're probably set to be like a horror
You
movie
definitely
actor. So he's not really in the public eye anymore, but there is confirmation because he is like on the older side of the spectrum that he's doing 100% in his health. So there's no like scare there for all you Jack Nicholson fans. His most recent spouse is Sandra Knight. They were married from 1962 to 1968, but he has not been in a relationship. Public relationship since. So now we're gonna move on to some random facts. This is about The Shining. Wait, that's okay. Yeah, that's the movie. Okay. So the snow maze scene. The snow in the maze. The scene in that movie was actually 900 tons of salt and crushed styrofoam. So it wasn't like real snow because you can't count on that.
Wow.
But that's a lot. And imagine like cleaning that
Oh,
up,
that
like.
they probably had to hire like a whole separate crew for cleaning up the fake snow.
I know, and I feel like styrofoam is always
It
really
really
hard to
is. That
like
is kind of, we'll
control.
give a little Ella anecdote here. When I was younger, there was a giant slab of like styrofoam in our basement. It probably came with like a box or something. But my brother and I thought it would be fun if we would tear it up and make confetti. So we did that, and it got all over the carpet everywhere. And my mom found out. She was not very happy. We spent like the next 3 hours cleaning up the styrofoam party we threw. So, from personal experience, moral of the story, don't throw styrofoam around like that because it is extremely hard to clean up.
Okay, well, you just said that your mom was angry when you did that. We're going to talk about Jack Nicholson's anger in this movie. So, he achieved the anger his character had because it's really hard to like correctly emote anger sometimes. So, he did this by only eating cheese sandwiches. Like that's all he ate.
Forcing yourself to be hangry to film scenes. That is a level of commitment.
I know, right? So yeah, now on to another Disney movie,
Yes,
I
you've guessed correctly.
think.
We are going to talk now about twitches. So Alex and Cameron are both surprised when they find out that they're twins separated at birth. But what's even more surprising is that they're both heirs to the throne of another dimension. With their newfound powers, yep, there's even more. They have magical powers. It's up to the Twitches, twin witches, you get it, to save their homeland. So I'm going to talk about Tia Mowry, who plays Alex Fielding, one of the two twins. So her twin sister, Tamara, I don't want to pronounce that wrong. She was also a main character, but I picked just one to focus on because they have fairly similar lives. So Tia was born on July 6, 1978, and so was her sister, in Gelnhausen, Germany. She played Tamara, yes. She played herself in the TV show Sister Sister, although they had a different last name. They were Campbell. So that was her acting debut. And then her most recent TV show, it was an appearance on Family Reunion. So I think that's on Netflix
I
right
watched.
now. We should check that out.
Yeah, I watched that show. It's a really good show, so
All
check it out.
right, and she is married to Corey Hardrick, and she has two children, Cree and Sierra Sairo. I don't want to say this wrong, but I feel really bad. And we're gonna go with Sairo Tiana. Okay, there we go. Yeah. All right, so now onto the facts so I can stop mispronouncing. During the birthday party scene in Twitches, the twins switched roles to accommodate scheduling conflicts. So I think it was that Tia ended up filling in for her sister while her sister was out. And so she ended up playing the both of the girls in that scene. And then the actress who played the twins' mom is only 9 years older than them in real life. So when the movie was being filmed, both of the twins were 27 playing 21-year-olds, and their mother in or not in real life, but the person who played her mother was 36 and playing like a much older woman.
Wow, that's kind of surprising. I recently just learned through Instagram. I was looking at, I feel like, do you guys know the new movie Hubie Halloween? Like that new movie. I feel like there are so many actors and actresses in that movie that I know just like thrown into that movie. So I was just looking on Instagram and I found out I was like the Gabe from Good Luck Charlie. Yeah, that guy. I found out he's 21, and I'm like, how is he already 21?
That's
Like, what?
insane. I feel
That
like he was much
I
younger.
know. I just thought that
Very
was
little. I
weird.
cannot remember
So.
his name, but Gabe from Good
Oh,
Luck
he's
Charlie.
Bradley
Like
Escobar.
Bradley Steven Perry, is that his name?
Yeah,
Okay.
Bradley Stephen Barry.
All right, Katie,
Yeah,
take it
that's his name.
away with your last horror movie.
All right, so the last horror movie is our most recent horror movie, and it actually doesn't start with the. It's just called Us, one word. So it came out in 2019, and it's an hour and 56 minutes long, so close to 2 hours. And in returning to her childhood home, Adelaide Wilson has the feeling something horrible is going to happen. So in the beginning of the movie, you already know this is going to be a hot mess. So then, four masked strangers enter her house and threaten her family's survival. So she moves back to her childhood home with like her family, her like two children and her husband. So that's four people. And they were all masked and they threaten their survival by taking the appearance of each family member. So each of the strangers, like once they put the mask on or something, like they become they like everyone sees them as a family member, which is creepy. As I mentioned, her name is in the movie Adelaide Wilson. She is played by Lupita Nyong'o. I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing that wrong. Yeah, probably
It's
am.
okay.
But
You're
so she was
countering me.
born.
We just both can't pronounce anything.
So she was born March 1st in 1983 in Mexico City, Distrito Federal, Mexico. So her acting debut was in I think it's another horror movie called Rare. So I think she's a horror movie actress. Nothing is really said that she's doing anything currently, but we're imagining that since she is so early in her acting career, she's continuing it. And she's actually not dating one at the da dating anyone at the moment. And if she is, she's doing an incredibly good job of keeping it under wraps because everything I looked at just said no. So I only have one random fact for this one. And it's about the movie Us. And this movie, even though we're saying it as a Halloween movie, it was actually created to like be around Easter. So it was the first horror movie made to be celebrated about around Easter, and they were calling it the first Dark
Wow.
Easter. So like creepy Easter movies, is that
I
like the
mean, I
new
guess
thing?
so.
I
If
don't
you
know.
take any lighthearted thing and turn it like and make it scary, it automatically is like really creepy. I think that's the method you want to use for that. All right, so now I'm going to talk about our last Halloween movie and the last one for this episode, Goosebumps. So this is my first like non-Disney Channel original movie, I think. All right, so since I haven't seen this movie in a while, I'm using a description I found on the internet. So for clarification, I'm not taking any sort of credit for the summary. I found it on a website because I don't want to give you guys a bad description, and I did the descriptions for all the others because I like just saw them all my Halloween season movies. All right. So upset about moving from the big city to a small town, young Zach Cooper finds a silver lining when he meets his beautiful neighbor Hannah. The teen is surprised to learn that Hannah's mysterious father is R.L. Stine, the famous author of the best-selling Goosebumps series. When Zack accidentally unleashes the monsters from the Fantastic Tales, it's up to Stine, his daughter, and Cooper to return the beasts to the books where they belong. All right, so I'm going to talk about the main character, Zack Cooper, who was played by Dylan Minnette. He was born on December 29th, 1996, in Evansville, Indiana. His debut was making an appearance on the TV show 2 and a Half Men, and his current work, he is filming on Scream 5. So there are five Scream movies that, well, counting the one in production now. And so it looks like he's stuck to the scarier side of. His most recent girlfriend is Lydia Knight, but like I think I said for Olivia Holt, there is no absolute confirmation for that right now, but there's nothing saying it would have been jeopardized. All right, so now our two facts about Goosebumps. The RL in R.L. Stine, who actually did write the Goosebumps book series, stands for Robert Lawrence, in case anybody was wondering. And in China, goosebumps, I mean the literal like goosebumps you have, not the movie, is called chicken skin. So I thought I'd throw that one in there because it was kind of unusual.
Okay, so I don't know if Ella saw this, but I quickly like took the name of the actor and put it in Google search because I wanted to make sure it was the guy I was thinking of. And yeah, Dylan Minnette, something like that. All I remember him from is Alexander in the Terrible, Horrible, No
Okay.
Good, Very Bad Day. And I know he's in 13 Reasons
Oh yeah,
Why
he
too.
is.
So
For I probably should mention stuff like this, but there wasn't really a most popular section, so now you guys know.
So that's all the Halloween slash horror movies we have today.
Sorry, I totally just lost my place. Make sure to tune in next Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and subscribe to our podcast to listen to our weekly episodes.
And follow us on Instagram at Celebrity Deep Dive and Twitter at Celeb Deep Dive, where you can suggest other celebrities and other information you
Also,
want to
don't
hear
forget to
about
share
them.
this episode with your family and friends.
And check out our website, which is
Wait,
linked in our
Katie,
bio.
we got to do our weekly check-in.
So last week we were at 2.1K listens. So this week we are I actually have an exact number because it actually gave me an exact number this time. So we're at 2,300. Hold on, it's loading. 2,332 total plays. So that's about 200 more than we had last week. So good job,
Yeah,
guys.
that's
Keep
awesome. We're
listening.
on our way to our goal here. And we have now 42 Instagram followers, I believe. So make sure to keep following that too, so that we can get to our goal and maybe. Yay!
100.
All
Woo.
right.
Let's just plug it one more time at
Yes,
Celebrity
at Celebrity
Deep
Deep
Dive.
Dive.
Okay? Okay. Everybody got that? So, thanks for listening
Celebrity
to
Deep Dive.
Celebrity Deep
Happy
Dive.
Halloween,
Happy
guys!
Halloween. Bye.